Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shachtin Show. I am very anxious to continue this show today. I'd like to tell you that this is a politically incorrect show. We're interested in truth and facts. We're interested in honest discernment. We're interested in honest thought and critical thinking. We're not interested in media lies, media hype, etc. Those are a waste of time and a waste of energy, and I don't value political rhetoric particularly. I think it's essentially false, I think it's lies, and I think we should concentrate on critically thoughtful interaction and read the books that can inform us effectively. Which are really the great books of Western canon, such as John Milton, such as Anthony Trollope, such as Charles Dickens, such as John Stuart Mill, such as John Dewey, such as T.S. Eliot. Any of these people will raise your sights immeasurably beyond the ground that we have been forced into in our society, where our thinking process and intellectual functioning has been pulled down to zero. Second thing is, I'm a Christian, and I make no bones about it. I think it's the true faith. It's not to say that I don't respect other faiths and thoughts and ideas. I do. I welcome all points of view on this show. I've had several wonderful Muslim guests, a scientist from Istanbul who took the position against evolution and agreed with me that creation was the way to go, and I had a Muslim novelist, and I have a very wonderful student of philosophy in Iran that I'm in constant contact with, and I also am have several Chinese friends that have been contacting me in regard to their particular cultural issues. I'm very glad to hear from them, and I'm glad to hear from anyone of any background who I respect and like. For 100 reasons, I'm ready to be informed completely. In addition to the being a Christian, and I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed, and if I read a book, I'll read John Milton, I'll read Hilaire Belloc, I'll read C.S. Lewis, I'll read John Bunyan, I'll read Dante, I'll read Augustine. This is who I value and I learn from because of the greatness of their intellects, which exceed mine and most people that have ever lived. I also run two radio shows, a blog talk show and a podcast show. Over 4,000 people have visited my podcast show from many, many countries, including China and Muslim countries. And despite the podcast show's Christian orientation, they're quite interested in these broadcasts. And also people from many countries in Europe and in the Near East have visited my blog talk radio show, including Saudi Arabia, I'm pleased to say, but also include India, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Japan, United Kingdom, Finland, and many others, and Bangladesh, among others. I also I've written books. I've written 10 books, and these books are, I think, of value. Many, three of them are Christian books. Two of them are legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. They've all been sold well. And the Christian books, the Essays in the Christian Worldview, is particularly widely bought and has had wide circulation, almost a bestseller. I can't say how many copies have been bought, but many, many institutions have bought this book. And also, I wrote a book on the parables, and these parables, the 41 parables I interpreted, have been placed on my website and on my social media for those who are interested in Jesus' thoughts and my interpretation of those thoughts. I'm also in the process of placing the sayings of Christ and his and events in his life on my website and on my social media. And that is essentially I'm planning 4 more books. I'm in the process of completing a book on the Psalms. I'll be looking for a publisher soon. I've just completed it and shaped it up. I'm preparing books on the miracles and sayings of Christ to bring these together to a book, which are on my website and on social media. I also I'm very interested in the books. I've written some very major articles on the Syracuse Law Review on criminal procedure, which has been brought by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court in many, many European and American libraries all over the world, hundreds and hundreds of them. In addition, I have brought my article on sex discrimination, published by Academicus, a Albanian scientific enterprise, has been bought by hundreds of libraries, European and American, and in the Far East. Wherever you'll find a library, you'll find that book in it. It has also been bought by the State Department, I'm happy to say. I published another article on Academicus, the international scientific organization on education, which I hope will be informative. And that's as far as my current activities. I like to introduce myself. Most of all, I'm concerned with knowledge and thought. That is my interest. And this show handles many areas of thought, including literature, English literature, and American literature, such as St. Clair Lewis, John Steinbeck, Keats, Shelley, Byron, Coleridge, Wordsworth, etc. These are all considered on my show, on a biographical post. And also I have many theological and biblical themes on the show, and I also have many other sorts of thought streams on the book, including political issues and current events issues. I've written over almost 600 blogs or essays, and these have been bought by many, many people all over the world, including China and Muslim countries, I'm happy to say. These blogs that don't at all have a Christian orientation, but many of them do, and I'm happy to say that my Muslim brothers and sisters and my atheist agnostic friends in China do read these blogs and find benefit from them. The blogs can be found on my website, on my social media, and on academia.edu. Yesterday I spoke on the topic. I tried to be convincing because writing is something I really value and enjoy, and I value print as a medium of complex intellectual activity. I'm concerned that people do not engage in print mode activities, and I gave a little talk taken from my book, the topic Why I Write, and I gave the reasons. Tonight I'm going to talk about for the reason why I read, and I can tell you I believe that reading is the most valuable, most enthralling, most rewarding activity you can engage in. But we're living in a time right now of vision and sound. Day in and day out, we're all sort of bombarded by images and blaring sounds, whether cable television, DVDs, movies, or the internet. The world moves very fast, and it seems that print, had the former mantle of mass communication, is if not faster disappearing than on the wane. And our age is an age of vision and sound, where we think we can learn through images and loud noises, whether television, cable vision, movies, DVDs, or the internet. And many people read only if compelled to do so to gain fast and immediate information. That is many people's concept of reading, and I'm told that most people in this country read at a sixth grade reading level. So many people read only if compelled for information purposes, whether to read a menu or to read a contract or to maybe read the newspaper, the headlines. And so we're in a situation where the concept of literature and books in that sense is in danger of extinction. So we have to ask, why read? Why I read? we are in a situation where we are dominated by images and noise and DVDs and movies and cable television and the internet, and people only read if they can get a quick fix. And the very concept of literature in that sense and books is in danger of extinction, and one has to ask, why read? The question is a pressing one, since for me, books and literature as modes of pleasure and intellectual stimulation are very important to me. But the question is still a pressing one, since books and literature as modes of pleasure and intellectual stimulation are in peril. And we have to ask ourselves, as a matter of clear thinking, that it is likely that there's greater intrinsic value to be attached to print communication as opposed to sound and image, because it represents a more thoughtful, reflective, complex form of thinking. If vision and sound can inform and entertain us, as well as printed books, they're not to be criticized or denied. So the issue is, is there a greater intrinsic value to be attached to the communication by print as opposed to sound and image? It could be argued that vision and sound, whether on TV or movies or the internet or cell phones, may be said to equally inform, entertain, and entertain as well as printed books. I don't think so. I think print will always be the more pressing form of complex thinking and communication. I don't think looking at an image is going to get you too much anywhere in your thinking, particularly, or a very loud sounds such as found in rock music. I don't think that's going to inform us about too much. So I have to say I continue to read because read provides me with an access to thought and complex thought that vision and noise do not. First of all, the first reason I read is that books and literature take me to regions of thinking and imagination that I would otherwise be deprived of completely. They bring me forward. They bring me up. They raise me up to regions of thinking and imagination that I would otherwise be deprived of. Now, Milton in Paradise Lost takes me and propels me to the fall of man from paradise. He handled a cosmic event in that epic poem that has stayed with me my whole life. And I say books and literature take me to raise me up to regions of thinking that I would otherwise be deprived of. Homer takes me to the epic warrior culture. It raises me up, this great epic poet. Dante takes me to the worldview of the Middle Ages, if not the Christian worldview of paradise, purgatory, and inferno. Dante raises me up to that form of thinking and puts me forward. All of these people raise me, my sights, and bring me forward. Anthony Trollope, a great Victorian novelist I love, takes me to the world of Victorian landed aristocracy and the Anglican clergy of the Church of England. Anthony Trollope takes me far beyond my immediate environments to the vanished world of the Victorian landed aristocracy and the Anglican clergy of the Church of England. Each of these great works of literature and authors offer me distinct and different imaginative pleasures. They offer me things, ways of raising my sights beyond the sidewalk or beyond a commercial Mrs. They raise me up and bring me forward. So they do. Whether Milton in Paradise Lost takes me to the fall of man, Dante to paradise, purgatory, and inferno, Homer to the epic warrior culture, and Anthony Trollope to the Victorian gentry and the clergy of the Church of England. Second, these pleasures in print, in this literature that I've just spoken of, are offered me, as they are offered me, are not quick and fleeting. They're not like an email message. They're not like a text message. They're not like a television show. They stretch and involve my mind and spirit. They're not a quick fix. They engage and stretch and involve my mind and spirit. They open new vistas to me and offer me new directions. They, as I say, the things I have just spoken of open new vistas to me and offer me new directions. Every great work of literature, whether philosophy, poetry, or the novel, offers me a raised particular pleasure, not in a fleeting image or a thunderous sound of rock music, where we are mere passive recipients, but in these works of literature and reading these great works, we are in a process of involvement and development. Every great work of literature, whether philosophy, poetry, or the novel, offers me their own raised me up particular pleasures, not in a fleeting image on a television screen, not in an email on a cell phone, not on a cinema, a movie, and not on a computer screen, where we are passive recipients, but in these works of literature, we are in a process of advanced involvement of our thinking and development. So why do I read? Because I want to enter these other imaginative realms and be with these great minds, which I gain access in a profound and lasting way to ideas, concepts, insights, and values I would otherwise be cut off from. So when I read these great works, I'm in a process of involvement and development. I'm not a passive person sitting in front of a television screen, because when I read, in truth, I enter other realms and other minds and gain access to, in a profound and lasting way, to ideas, concepts, insights, and values I would otherwise be cut off from. What am I going to say? Why do I read? Because every great work I read expands me and brings me forward and brings me into the minds, souls, and imagination of the great thinkers of the world. I remain myself, yet I am brought to share what these very great minds give me and offer me. So I hope I've explained why I read and why I think it's important. Reading for me is an adventure. It takes me to places and realms I never would have been, and to regions of imagination I might never know of. Sitcoms cannot replace Keats, nor Leave It to Beaver offer competition to War and Peace. The first is a quick fix. The reading of these great books offers a level of involvement and learning that raises me up, that stretches my mind and soul beyond the superficial character of our culture at the present time, television and movies. Reading involves imaginative involvement, and the other, whether TV screen, movie, cell phone, email, or text screen, is a passive or superficial medium. I hope I've been clear as to what I'm saying as to why I read here. We are assaulted by vision and sound, and many people read only if they can get quick information, and the concept of literature and books is in danger of extinction. And so we have to ask why I read. Because books and literature as modes of pleasure and intellectual development are in peril. It must be said as a matter of clear thinking, is there a greater value to be attached to print as opposed to sound and image? It could be argued that vision and sound may be said to equally inform as much as print, yet I continue to read, and I give the reasons. The reasons are books and literature takes me to regions of thinking and imagination that I would otherwise be deprived of, whether Milton in Paradise Lost, Homer in the Epic Warrior Furious, Dante to the Worldview of the Middle Ages, or the Christian thought system, Anthony Trollope to the Landed Gentry of the Clergy of Church of England. Second, so these reading takes me to and raises my sights, and reading is not quick and fleeting. They engage and involve my mind and spirit and open new vistas. Every great work of literature, whether philosophy, poetry, or the novel, to me offers its particular raised-up pleasures, not a fleeting image or blaring sound of rock music, where we are just passive recipients, but reading is an involvement, and print is an involvement and development, and raises me up. And when I read, I enter other realms and other minds, and I gain access in a profound and lasting way to ideas, concepts, insights, and values I'd otherwise be in intellectual deprivation of. I can't fail to repeat, and I think it's important, every book of literature expands me and brings me to the mind and thoughts of others, the very greats of the world. That's the reason I read, because I want to be raised up and go beyond the mundane activities of life. Reading for me is an adventure. It's taking me to places and thoughts that I might never know of. Sitcoms cannot replace Keats nor Leave It to Beaver over competition to War and Peace. Those television programs like sitcoms and Leave It to Beaver are a quick fix, and they offer no level of involvement that stretches our souls and minds beyond the superficial offerings of television and movies. Reading involves being raised up imaginatively in contact with the great minds, and images and glaring rock music make us at best passive recipients of superficial activities and thoughts. I abhor superficiality. Our society is bringing us down to the superficial level that we are presently occupied, where there is no thought. And where there is no thought, we go down into permanent intellectual darkness, which is the present situation. I've enjoyed speaking about this, and I will be speaking again tomorrow night. I'm not sure what, but I hope you'll find it interesting and thoughtful and of value. Thank you very much for listening. Good night.